My brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense of myself. When they heard him speaking in Hebrew, they became even quieter. Then Paul said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus, which is in Cilicia, but I was brought up here in this city. My professor was Gamaliel, and I was taught the religious law of our forefathers with all its details. I was zealous in the matters of Allah, just like all of you are today. So I persecuted the followers of this way to death. I used to arrest them, men and women, and throw them in prison. The high priest and all the members of the council can testify to the truthfulness of my words. For indeed I took letters from them to their brothers in Damascus, and I went to arrest those people who were there and bring them to Jerusalem for punishment. About noon, as I approached Damascus, there suddenly shone around me a brilliant light from the sky. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I said, Who are you, sir? And he replied, I am Esau of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Those who were with me saw the light but didn't understand the voice speaking to me. I said, What should I do, Molaya? He said, Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be informed of everything you need to do. Then my friends led me by the hand to Damascus, because the intensity of the light had blinded my eyes. Now there was a devout man there named Ananias who complied with the religious law and whom all the Jews there respected. He came to me, stood beside me, and said, Brother Saul, see. And I saw him at once. Then he said to me, The God of our forefathers has chosen you to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear what he says from his own mouth, and to be a witness to him in the presence of everyone, telling them what you have seen and heard. So don't wait. Get up and be immersed in water and be washed of your sins by calling on his name. Then I returned to Jerusalem, and while I was praying in the temple complex, a drowsiness came over me. I saw him, and he said to me, Hurry. Leave Jerusalem at once, for they will not accept your testimony about me. I replied, My Lord, those people know that I went to the houses of worship to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I was present there and in agreement with it, I stood guard over the clothes of those who killed him. Then he said to me, Go, I will send you far away to the other ethnic groups. The crowd listened to Paul until he said this phrase. Then at that they all shouted at the top of their voices, Remove this person from the face of the earth. It is unlawful for him to live. They began to shout and wave their clothes and throw dust into the air. The commander ordered his soldiers to take Paul to the fortress and gave them instructions to flog him and interrogate him to find out why the people had shouted against him in that way. When they stretched him out to flog him, Paul said to the officer who was present, Does the law permit you to flog a person of Roman citizenship before his trial? When the officer heard this, he went to the commander and informed him, saying, What is this that we were about to do? This man has Roman citizenship. So the commander went to Paul and asked him, Tell me, do you have Roman citizenship? Paul replied, Yes. The commander said, I obtained this citizenship for a large amount of money. Paul answered, But I was born with it. At once those charged with his interrogation withdrew. The commander himself was troubled, because he had bound Paul with chains even though he had Roman citizenship. The commander wanted to know the truth about the accusation directed by the Jews against Paul, so he unfastened his restraints the next day and ordered the chief priests and all the high council to meet. Then he took Paul and brought him before them.